From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Sarah Weitz-Kotacek. A group of more than 30 local leaders tasked with setting transportation policy for central Arkansas voted to lift a six-lane cap for a stretch of Interstate 30. KUAR's Chris Hickey has details.
The vote by MetroPlan's board of directors was nearly unanimous. Rock Region Metro Executive Director Jared Varner voiced the lone vote against the waiver on the six-lane limit to Interstate 30. The Arkansas Highway and Transportation Department requested the waiver on the six-lane policy in June. The request is one step toward widening a 6.7-mile portion of I-30 to as many as 10 lanes as part of the estimated $600 million project that also includes replacing the Arkansas River Bridge. Kathy Wells, president of the Coalition of Greater Little Rock Neighborhoods, was among several speakers to criticize the project before the board made a decision. She spoke to reporters afterward.
Opponents to this current proposal will redouble our efforts, and I think we have given them a very reasonable step to take next, which is to support a resolution for an environmental impact statement. What's going on right now is far less detailed and far more limited.
The environmental impact study is currently underway with an expected release delayed until March 2017. Wells wanted it to be completed before the decision. She said opponents will likely file a federal lawsuit to halt the 30 crossing project. But North Little Rock Mayor Joe Smith brushed off her concerns about the status of the environmental study.
We've looked at that. Not that I'm an environmental engineer, but yeah, we can always change our mind if this environmental study comes back and looks awful. But timing-wise, it was necessary for us to go ahead and waive the resolution.
Smith, along with Pulaski County Judge Barry Hyde and Little Rock Mayor Mark Stodola, support the highway department's design for a split diamond interchange in downtown Little Rock. Before the vote, Stodola emphasized that the design would lead to the creation of a downtown Central Park. That potential outcome was shaped by the public comment process over the last few months, he says. The MetroPlan board still needs to amend two separate transportation planning documents to allow for the I-30 lane widening. And before any ground can be broken, the environmental assessment needs to show a finding of no significant impact. Chris Hickey, KUAR News.